Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Monday morning edition of the Tetra and Rich program. John Wallach, Joe Murray, just sitting there, but not in here. He's over there in an entirely different room because we have Ted Johnson in here. So it's Wallach, Ted Johnson, Joe Murray for your Monday morning, sitting in for Fred and Rich, and just a lot of stuff going on, a lot of drama behind the scenes, just a lot of stuff going on before we can even get to the starting line this morning. There are some stories we can tell. There are some stories we can't tell. Let's start with the computers. There, apparently, over the weekend, there was something called a computer migration. Does anyone know what a computer migration is?
Never heard of
Quick show of hands. Murray, you're a smart guy. You have any idea what a computer migration
is? I think that means that they migrated all the computers into one system, which means that everything's screwed up.
I mean, I got in here. I couldn't log in. You can't get on your email. There's just a lot of stuff going on. And then there was a separate email from the big boss man, Jim Louth, who ran this program on Friday. You have to put in like five things with an underscore and a backslash before your name just to get on the damn computer. So that's the first obstacle all of us had to get through this morning. Second obstacle is that we all, well, put it this way. There was a lot of drama as to whether or not Ted Johnson would actually be here today. And it's interesting because I don't go to sleep before 10:30 most nights, even though we all get up very early in the morning. It's not a normal thing to go to sleep at whatever it is, 10, 9. To get an appropriate amount of sleep, you really need to go to bed at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. So Rich certainly is supposed to be off today, correct? He's off today, and Ted is in. And we all knew this when we left this building on Friday. You were on the schedule. So Ted Johnson comes in, and Ted, really nice guy, said, you know, I heard from Rich last night. I said, really? He goes, yeah, but I was asleep. And I said, what time was the text? And Ted goes, he texted me about 10 o'clock last night, wanted to know if he wouldn't mind switching, and I would have been happy to do that, but I was asleep. Ted, why were you asleep at 10 o'clock at night last night? No normal human being over the age of 12 goes to sleep before 10.
You're right. I never go to bed before 10 o'clock, but I was backlogged on sleep, and I know this this time slot can be it gets here quick. So I was exhausted by 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. So once I put my head down on that bed to fall asleep, I usually watch TV when I fall asleep. I don't check my phone, and so then that time I was awake, but I was barely awake, and I just didn't check my phone, and then I fell asleep right after that. The point is, I woke up about 4 o'clock this morning, saw two texts from Rich that came in about 10 and 10:15 last night. The first one said, "Ted, hey man, I saw you're on the schedule. Would you mind switching with me? Blah blah blah. You take Friday, I'll take tomorrow." And, of course, I didn't respond. And so the next one was about 15 minutes later. Hey, Ted, don't worry about it, man. Have a great show tomorrow. Good time. I'll see you around, man.
So, secondhand, why don't you work with Wallach? I'm fine.
Now, were you informed on any of this, Wallach? Because I'm just finding this out now.
I just found out right after he walked in. I had no idea. I had no idea.
I don't know if Rich just all of a sudden, like, am I working tomorrow? Like at 10 o'clock last night? And realized that he wasn't, and so he wanted to switch with me, or what the deal was. So.
No, you should tell him.
I'm happy to be here, boys.
Now, Ted needs a proper introduction. Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson, and, you know, we're going to put those Super Bowl years to the test later.
I'm excited, and I'm nervous.
We have a memory game involving Ted, so we're going to find out. That's at 8 o'clock. We're going to find out exactly how much you remember your glory years.
As long as it's not, you know, what music was played the year that I was playing in my glory years.
Ted's not a music guy.
Thank God for Joe helping me out on that one.
I got caught cheating on that one.
I know, that's very true. And trust me, everyone remembers.
But Ted, any time today, just tell us to kiss the rings. Right? Any time today, just be like, dude, kiss the rings, buddy. Yeah.
You got it, pal.
And by the way, I thought of you yesterday because it was interesting. Ted, in case you don't know and you've never listened to the program and you're not watching, it's on Twitch. And by the way, you can watch us on twitch.com/thesportshub. I'm giving you a big thumbs up. Thanks for watching this morning. Ted is very much in shape, and he keeps himself in peak physical condition. What, are you? You're 45?
I am 47. Yes.
47 years old, and Ted has the body of a 27-year-old. You keep your you 6 days a week?
6 days a week.
6 days a week.
I take Sundays off.
And okay, well, so you had yesterday off.
Yesterday I was off. Yesterday.
See, it's the reverse for me. I work out one day a week and take 6 days off. Okay. So
you're not going to get there as fast. I'm just going to say that right now.
No, all I'm saying is that, Ted, I thought of you yesterday because I knew we were working together, and this is right before I called. I called Ted yesterday afternoon and just to touch base and talk about this morning. And I thought about it, and I said, yeah, Ted's probably working out. He's probably in the gym. He probably ran a mile or two and, you know, lifted a little bit and got, you know, did some squats and some benches. And you know what, Ted? I thought about you, and I'm like, you can do that. And I went to P.F. Chang's and just unloaded on Chinese food. And attaboy. You know what? I passed out in the food coma, and I felt really good about myself.
You felt good about it? Okay, good.
When was the last time you did that?
Oh, gosh.
When was the last time you just decided, F it, I am hungry. I'm going to town.
I do that every now and then.
Okay,
so I was...
Everybody who lifts has cheat days. I get that.
Usually, if I travel, when I travel, it's been a while since I traveled, but if I travel and I'm going somewhere, I will unload. If I'm going on vacation, I don't care. It's hard. It's very difficult to eat clean when you are traveling, all right? It's very difficult to do that. And so it's hard to do that when you're where you live too. So I try to eat as clean as I can.
What does that mean?
Eating clean means you have to find foods that, you know, will digest fast, that are the process of your belly fast.
Oh, that's definitely not me.
It's hard to find that are healthy alternatives to what is normally out there. So for me, everybody knows, but I've talked about it on the show before. It's rice and turkey is a big one. Rice and chicken is a big one, and a lot of egg whites. So those are my two mainstays. So when you're traveling, you can't always, you know, find that kind of food. So when I travel, I tend to let myself go, if you will. Every now and then now, John, I've been eating so clean for a long time. Every now and then I'll let myself have a pizza or a burger, and it's so funny how it just jacks up my stomach. Your stomach gets so sensitive and so used to the clean eating that when I do go off the grid and eat something that is not as healthy, that I'm going to pay for it the next day. Mm-hmm. So I prefer, you know, not to have any issues the next day. So I eat as clean as I can.
When was the last time you ate an entire pizza? The last time you were like, you know what, it's time to order out.
Yeah, it's the last time I've done that. My gosh. You know, the last time I've eaten a whole pizza was when I played for the Pats.
Mine was Saturday night.
I was just going to say, most people can answer, Thursday, within the last week.
Well, no, for me, it was where I've eaten a whole pizza like that. Definitely when I played football, Fridays was always pizza day. So we always got pizzas brought in, and there's nothing more really unnerving than trying to eat a pizza with, like, you know, 53 guys walking around butt-ass naked when you're trying to eat your pizza.
That's wrong.
It's like, dude, you know.
Izzo with no, like, sanitary things going on.
You know, it's like, dude, put some clothes on, change the channel, turn away from
Stay out of the bathroom.
Oh, God, well. Don't even.
We've heard all about Izzo and his bathroom antics.
It's unlike anything I've ever seen. His whole process going to the bathroom, but so that's that's probably the last time I've just, you know, put down a whole pizza was probably pizza day on Fridays during the regular season of football season.
Okay, and when you cheat when you're here and you're not on vacation, what's the preferred food?
I love a good burger. Like my, I mean, there's everybody's got a different burger, but I love just a good bacon cheeseburger. My favorite go-to is there's one that I know of, and it's one of my favorite burgers. You know, when I live down south, but it's Fuddruckers. There's one off of Route One. There's one off of Route One. It sounds crazy.
Is that the one where you order and they have your first name and last initial, and that's how they call you up? Is that the right?
They call your name up.
Ted J. Your burger is ready.
Yeah,
we used to do that. There was a Fuddruckers. No, we were smartass when I was a kid. It was a Fuddruckers in Burlington near the Burlington Mall, right? And I lived the next town over, so my buddies and I, back in high school, that's what you did. You went to the mall and then you went to Fuddruckers afterwards. It was in the 80s, so what we did was we pretended that we were Celtics. So, Larry B, your burger is ready, or Robert P, or, Dennis J. And everyone's like, we were so stupid. Yeah,
it's on the way to the world famous
Calhoun's.
Oh, well. God.
It's right there in Saugus, right off Route 1. Just
walked right into it. You and Andy smooth things over? Oh, everything
me and Andy,
okay?
Me and Andy have always. Night, I was with the Kowloon crew last night.
Were you there?
No, we did a podcast together, Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Nice. All right. Well,
we hammered out all our details.
Well, remind me, because in the stack I want to talk about, and this is fast forwarding to the end of the show. We don't want to get there before we get through the problem. But there was an arrest at a WWE superstar's house that we have to talk about.
I heard about that.
And we got to make sure that Joe weighs in on this. Okay.
A burglary, yeah.
Enough of this stuff. Today is a huge day in Boston sports. Huge day in Boston sports. First and foremost, Bruins and Celtics, both with playoff games. Bruins made a lot of news over the weekend. Tuukka Rask opting out. We will get to that. Bruins play game 4 against Carolina tonight. That game's here on the Sports Hub. Celtics open up their playoff series with Philadelphia. That game is on Sister Station 105.7. Early start, which I am a huge fan of.
Love
tip
it.
Off at 6:30. And for those of us who work this shift, that's gold. So mammoth series, middle of the series for the Bruins, series opener for the Celtics. And the Patriots at long last have padded practices starting today. And after a lot of mystery surrounding this team, the media is going to be allowed in to watch.
Huh.
So here are the list of people. I know, and we're really looking forward to hearing about what is going on and how Cam Newton looks and who gets the first team reps and all that stuff. It's a good thing we have Ted Johnson here, because the 8 o'clock hour will be specifically about football and about the Patriots. So we have Andrew Raycroft, former Bruins goaltender and Nesson analyst, on coming up at 7 o'clock to talk about the Bruins against Carolina and about Rask. And, of course, Ted Johnson is here, so we will have a lot of Patriots. Bob Soucy will begin the first of many training camp reports with us. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. And at 9 o'clock, my buddy Cedric Maxwell will be on to talk to us about the Celtics
pizza
and the 76ers. And we're going to get to the bottom of how Max ordered pizza into a secure facility.
Oh.
So this should be really good. So it's Wallach, it's Ted Johnson, it's Joe Murray. In for Fred and Rich on a Monday. It's the Toucher and Rich program here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Now, for Toucher Rich. Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, The Sports Hub. Monday edition of the Toucher and Rich program. John Wallach, Ted Johnson. I'm sorry. three-time Super Bowl winner, former Patriot, Ted Johnson. Is that okay?
Thank you, John.
All right, I just wanted, Joe, did I get that right?
Three-time Super Bowl champion, Ted Johnson.
Sorry, stick the landing. Boy, if anyone is the captain or the leader of the Ted Johnson fan club, it's Joe Murray. He already likes you. There's no need to kiss his ass anymore. He's a big fan of yours to begin with. He was just saying what a good guy you were.
Thank you.
I mean, all I'm saying is that there's no reason to ride the horse any further. We're good.
No, but myself and Ted, we work weekends.
Sure.
And we've been a part of some pretty big shows.
Look at Ted with the salute. My
some
God.
Crap always happens whenever we're on the air together. So I'm hoping for something to happen today.
Hey, us weekenders, we stick together, man. You know what? We stick together, us weekenders.
I just like a major league bro down here. I'm in the middle, clearly. I'm in the way. So the Bruins lost their starting goaltender over the weekend. I don't know if any of you have heard this, but Tuukka Rask has opted out of the bubble playoffs. He went home due to what has been called a family emergency, and we'll get into that in a second. But first and foremost, now the question is, well, there are a lot of questions surrounding the Bruins and Tuukka Rask. Is it a possibility, regardless of what we heard over the weekend, that Rask could come back? Bruce Cassidy was asked that yesterday.
I guess. I mean, Tuukka would best be able to answer that. You know, we exchanged texts today, left him a message. So, he's doing well. His family's doing well. So that's very encouraging for everyone in the Bruins organization. As we said before, we support Tuukka. We wish him well. We want nothing but the best for him and his family. Should circumstances change there where he feels he can, come back to the club, then I think we'll cross that bridge when we come to it and see what it involves. Obviously, as you said, the NHL is okay with it. And, that's how we'd handle that. I wasn't involved in the conversation with, when he spoke to Donnie. So that's probably another question for Donnie as well, if they even bridge that.
By the way, however you feel about this, Bruce Cassidy not being involved in a conversation with Rask, eliminates him from a whole bank of questions. He didn't have to worry about it because Rask never talked to him. He could just step aside and go, nope, talk to Don Sweeney and Cam. They're the people to talk to.
I mean, so you were surprised as I was when you heard that, I believe it was Bruce Cassidy that said after the game when they talked, he was asked about Rask. Yeah, well, Don Sweeney and Cam Neely is the one that talked to him before the game. And you thought the same thing I did. Why didn't he talk to Bruce Cassidy, the coach? The only thing I can think of
is
that he might not have gotten the answer that he was looking for. Maybe so that he figured, it'd be better if I go to Don. He's maybe more, I don't know, low key, maybe more sensible, maybe more understanding. But to me, I would have thought that he would have gone to, regardless, it doesn't matter.
It looks bad. Opt out, you really should talk to your head coach. Yep. But now Bruce Cassidy has to worry about his goaltending situation. And for now, Yaroslav Halak is his guy.
Well, he's our guy. He's proven that right now. The other guys have not, not saying they couldn't handle it. And we may have to look at the, game 5 and 6 back to back. Ludo the other day, I don't want to get that far ahead. Let's get through tomorrow night's game.
All right, that's the other thing. He can say what he wants about back-to-back. You're not putting games later in net in any way, shape, or form unless Halak loses his game or gets hurt. And now the other question surrounding the Bruins tonight is the availability of David Pastrnak, who missed games 2 and 3. He was unfit to play, whatever that means. As we found out, it's not a positive COVID test. He's in the building watching the game. So if it was a positive COVID test, he wouldn't be there. So I guess that's the good news. But the bad news is it's kind of an unspecified injury. The good news for the Bruins is he looked okay yesterday.
Yeah, Pasta skated today. Briefly, did some work after in the gym. So that's encouraging. He's got his skates on out there. How does that bode for tomorrow? Not sure yet. Probably a little premature. Let's see how he does in the morning. So I'd put him at 50-50, I guess, at best right now. Of course, that could change over 24 hours.
That doesn't sound very good to me. It doesn't sound like he's upbeat. It sounds like, yeah, he was out there. I'll say 50-50, but I'm not really optimistic. But the big story is Tuukka Rask, and the guy who is a lightning rod to begin with. I mean, you either love Rask or you hate him. There's no middle ground. And what happened over the weekend is not going to change anybody's mind. If you hated Rask before, you hate him more. If you liked Rask before, you gave him the benefit of the doubt. And when it happened on Saturday, I went through just a wide range of feelings. I mean, obviously, when you hear that, you're pissed off. And once you found out from Don Sweeney that Rask's family was safe, I did the worst thing I could have possibly done is I posted on social media. I'm like, you don't quit on your teammates ever. I mean, that's inexcusable. They should trade his ass. He won't be here next year. He's played his last game with the Bruins. And then I heard a report on Nesson, which indicated that he had to leave because of a family emergency. His family was fine, but there was a family emergency. What that means, I don't know. It hasn't been specified. Nobody knows, or people that know aren't being public with it. So that changed the game for me anyway, a little bit. If you have a family emergency, family comes first, you go. And from what I saw after the game, and it's real easy to read between the lines as to who's pissed and who's not, Don Sweeney wasn't angry.
At all. Not at all.
Zdeno Chara, after the game, not angry. Bruce Cassidy, when asked both the day it happened and yesterday at his press conference, not angry. Yeah. And there are ways to phrase things where you play it diplomatic, but people can see you're pissed. The Bruins seem to have his back here. He's going to be back, and he's going to be the starting goaltender of this team next year. That says to me that something else is going on here. And there was a reason for him leaving, and he didn't just quit on his team. Now, having said that, I go back to my previous statement. What I say here isn't going to change anybody's mind. Mm-hmm. People who hate Rask are going to continue to hate Rask. People who like Rask are going to believe him one way or another.
My emotions were the same, absolutely the same. When I first saw the notice that he had opted out, you know, just hours before the game on Saturday, I was ticked off. I was just like, are you kidding me? To me, it was unprecedented. I don't know if you guys can think of another situation in hockey, but in any of sports, where somebody as important as a goaltender in the playoffs going into game three, when you have the best record in your league and everything on the line, you know, just legacies on the line, that you would opt out. I was angry at first. And then you're right. What happened, John? I got more information. And I think you nailed it on the head when you said that the players and the coaches, I was looking for any little kind of evidence that maybe they were really deep down ticked off, but they were going to say all the right things. Not once did I get any whiff of that. And so when you have the head coach and you have the general manager and the president of the of the Bruins and all his teammates pretty much giving authentic and what seemed like genuine, like, opinions on Rask not being there, it's you have to wonder if there is something really there, and that we should right now give him the benefit of the doubt. Part of me wants to say, ask me in a month how I feel, because right now I want to be angry, but just by the response of all his teammates and coaches, something has got me thinking that it is something more serious than what we understand. And so that for that, I almost want to give him a pass.
Yeah, my whole thing is I think all players have the right to opt out, whether it's family, whether it's something else. So that's on him. I don't think he can come back from this. That's my own opinion. I also think there might be something to it where the players maybe didn't want him to play. John, we both agree. We both agree that Tuukka Rask the best option for this team to win a championship. If he doesn't come back, and that audio that we heard in that first clip there, I didn't hear that. Like, could they welcome him back? That's something interesting. But right now, this team, I don't think, can win a championship without Tuukka Rask. But everybody said the right thing, which means, were they in unity of Rask no longer being here? Or are they just supporting their guy?
I heard
that's support. It's not so crazy, though, when you think about it, John, in the context of how was the team playing leading up to the playoffs? How did they play, to start the series? And kind of who's been the dark cloud over the kind of just this coming back and playing? It's been Tuukka Rask. Tuukka Rask's comments last Thursday were shocking.
Look,
I mean, they were shocking when he said, I just want to go have fun. This is dull. If I'm a player, I'm like, dude, you're bringing us down.
They played better. They played a lot better on Saturday, and I'm hoping they can continue that effort. But just getting back to your point, Joe, he's going to be back next year. They're not trading him. Everything that I heard for the last 48 hours that was spoken by a member of the Bruins team or personnel tells me that they understand why he left, they support why he left, and he is going to be welcomed back with open arms. He's your goaltender.
Why would they not say everything? This window, if Tuukka Rask isn't a part of this, their window's closed. Like, sure. I even think this year,
you're making my point. Not, they can't Rask afford is, not to have no, him back.
But that's
year.
Why they're saying the right things.
You
I think Tuukka's done.
You have to trade him. You have to. Personally,
you can put him in the expansion draft if you want. Let him go to Seattle.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All I'm saying is his attitude, yeah, it's been very consistent. But at the same time, this window's closing. And if he doesn't want to be here, play with the guys who actually do want to play.
I see, the thing is, I think he does want to be here. And this situation, whatever it is obviously hanging over him. And it came to a head on Friday and Saturday.
He's not motivated, though.
Because of this, that's my point. Whatever this is, he thought he could play through it. Obviously, something came up on Friday or Saturday morning. Something different happened, and he realized he had to leave. He tried to play through it. It seems to me, and again, all we can do is attempt to read between the lines because no one's talking about this directly. But from what I can tell, the team has his back, and he would be welcome back with open arms. Now, Joe, you fall on the side of screw him, get rid of him, he's gone.
I didn't say that. It sounds like it. No, I feel like this team can't win a championship without Tuukka Rask.
And you're correct.
That's how I feel.
I put it this way. If they go win a cup with Halak, that's Bruce Cassidy's greatest achievement as a head. We all know he's a great head coach. He's a finalist for Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League. But this would be his finest achievement. Yeah. And just real quick before we go to the break, what the Bruins did on Saturday is nothing short of amazing. You take one of the best goaltenders on the planet and one of the best goal scorers on the planet off the roster, and you still beat a team that beat your brains in 2 days beforehand. Yeah. I mean, talk about Tampa Bay, who was fighting for their life against Columbus. Do you think they could beat Columbus without Vasilevsky and Kucherov? Think about Washington, who can't win any games against the Islanders. Do you think they would be any closer if they didn't have Holtby and Ovechkin? I mean, take a look around. The Bruins are doing things that no other team is doing. They have depth in that organization, and it's a good thing they have a previous starting goaltender in Halak to back up Rask. He's not Tuukka Rask, but the Bruins played a great game without him.
They were
playing
inspired.
Can they continue it on? We'll find out tonight. But the fact that they're up 2-1 and played the kind of solid game that they did on Saturday, the day after finding that the hours after finding that their Vezina Trophy-winning goaltender had bailed and had gone somewhere else, it's incredible.
It is. Don't forget one thing when it comes to Tuukka Rask, though, and when you put this everything in context, don't forget, he did leave for a few days. The team, was it November of 2018?
Yeah.
He left for a few days. There was about a lot of mystery around that. It was a quote-unquote kind of a family issue back then. And so this isn't an isolated issue. It isn't like this is a one-time deal. There has been previous, you know, instances where you kind of scratch your head and goes, what's going on with Tuukka?
617-779-0985. Again, 617-779-0985. If you have thoughts on Tuukka Rask or the Bruins or the Celtics, we'll get to them next. Give us a call. It's John Wallach. It's Ted Johnson. It's Joe Murray in for Fred and Rich. It's the Monday edition of the Toucher and Rich program here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Headlines. All right, we got playoff hockey and basketball tonight on the cluster here with Beasley. Bruins Hurricanes game 4. 98.5 The Sports Hub pregame at 7:30. David Pastrnak practiced yesterday. He is listed at 50-50 to play tonight. Of course, Tuukka Rask opted out of the bubble over the weekend. Yaroslav Halak in net tonight. Judd and Bob with the call starting at 7:30, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CR-V. Puck drops at 8 p.m. Other playoff scores, Flyers 2-1 series lead over Montreal. Islanders up 3-0 over Washington. They got a 2-1 win yesterday. Chicago stays alive. Series now 3-1 with Vegas. They got the 3-1 win yesterday. The Stars and Flames tied at 2. Dallas 5-4 winners yesterday. I believe the Blues beat the Canucks last night as well. Celtics and 76ers. Game 1 will be on WROR 105.7. The pregame begins at 6 p.m. Tip-off is at 6:30. Of course, we have four games in the NBA today. The Jazz and Nuggets at 1:30. Nets and Raptors play at 4 p.m. Of course, the Celtics then. And then Dallas and the Clippers play at 10 p.m. tonight. Red Sox, they lose 4-2 yesterday against the Yankees. They were swept over the weekend. Again, a guy named Mazza did not pitch well yesterday. I believe that's his name. Mazza, whatever. They lost 7 in a row. They gave up 8 runs in almost every game. But yesterday, So, I mean, at least that's pretty encouraging. But the Sox, again, they get swept yesterday. They play the Yankees again tonight. The starter, Martin Perez. He'll get the start tonight. And the Patriots training camp continues today. They'll be in full pads, helmets, shoulder pads. They'll go at it. The media will be there. And we'll talk with Bob Soucy later on today in the show. Headlines, they are brought to you by Wendy's. Enjoy a Frostino or breakfast Baconator today. Tomorrow's looking good at Wendy's. I'm Joe Murray on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports. Have next update in 30 minutes.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
See, you never snooze-worthy breakfast, because Wendy's is changing the breakfast game. Introducing what's going to be America's favorite breakfast. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Get to Wendy's to try your new favorite today. You up for this?
Participating Wendy's.
IBEW, Local 103, and Nika Electrical Contractors are always there to light the way. Right now, they're donating PPE to all of our frontline healthcare heroes, powering homes for our families, and building emergency medical facilities. IBEW, Local 103, and Nika, building hope, bringing light, getting the job done. Visit thepowerprofessionals.com.
Have you ever wanted to be a swashbuckling musketeer? Try fencing, one of the oldest Olympic sports. At the International Fencing Club in West Roxbury, Coach Cesar Morales trains kids and adults to fence with chivalry and discipline. For fun, high-energy classes, Google the International Fencing Club in West Roxbury on VFW Parkway. Learn from an old-school fencing master. Again, that's the International Fencing Club on VFW Parkway in West Roxbury. En garde! This small business advertisement is brought to you by RCN Business.
We're Right Window, and our window sounds like this. That big window company rhymes with Anderson. Their window sounds like this. Yeah, we sound pretty much the same. Right Window and theirs, both ENERGY STAR certified. Both windows have great insulation ratings. We have a better warranty than theirs, but hey, who's keeping score? Now, the biggest difference between Right Window and those guys is the price. If you're replacing every window in your house, they are literally thousands of dollars more. I'm not kidding. Oh, my gosh. Let's do this again. Right Window's price sounds about right. Their price sounds crazy. If you don't believe it, have us both over. Although maybe not at the same time. Don't want no trouble. Call Right Window and see a really good window for a better price.
Call Right Window right now.
Call 800-649-3600. A better window professionally installed for the right price. Right Window.
The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event is going on now. Our retailers are making it easy for you to shop online from wherever you are. Using your cell phone, tablet, or laptop, go to SubaruofNewEngland.com and enter your zip code to locate your Subaru retailer. Wherever you are in the buying process, our participating retailers have experts available online or by phone to help you with every step. You'll love everything an all-wheel drive Subaru has to offer. With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com and let us make it easy to shop Subaru from anywhere.
There's a lot to love about you. There's a lot to love about you.
Hard work. Tune in to Felger and Maz each and every Monday for Reentry Monday, presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Getting it done since 1848.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Alabama, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, Georgia, and hundreds more Black-owned restaurants in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Did you know that Metamucil is available in packets, capsules, and fiber thins? Buy them today at Target and Target.com.
Avidia Bank is helping small businesses, making a big difference in their communities. They have great programs for small businesses at avidiabank.com/business. Member FDIC, member DIF. Avidia Bank, honest to goodness.
Time and temperature brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's 63 degrees at 640. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Tusher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So we were talking about Tuukka Rask and his decision to opt out for a segment of the program. Good morning, Monday edition of the Tutcher and Rich program. John Wallach, Ted Johnson, Joe Murray sitting over there, but sitting in a different room today. We'll see how well he holds up. Let's talk to Maria in Watertown. You're up first this hour on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good morning. I'm going to start my comments by saying, you know, I'm one of those people who I did believe that the Bruins could win a championship with Tuukka Rask, and have spent a fair amount of time during my talk show calling trying to defend Tuukka. And while initially I went from being, you know, angry to confused to now very concerned about, you know, the mindset of Tuukka, hoping that his family is, in fact, all safe and okay. But, you know, in order for him to maybe salvage a little bit of his legacy that he has left in this town, because, you know, the haters are going to hate no matter what, and I'm not sure that he's going to be able to have, you know, the mental capacity to put a Bruins uniform back on again. Do you think maybe this is a time that he would do a little bit of soul searching, look at his career, look at his commitment to his family and his concerns over his family, and maybe just consider retiring in an effort to, you know, salvage his own mental well-being and his legacy and garner some goodwill with the community. You know, this isn't the first time that Tuukka's made some innocuous comments about, you know, retiring or his passion for the game. You know, he said something after the Winter Classic at Notre Dame about maybe he had played his last game and it would be fun to, you know, be watching the game with a beer in the stands. And then, you know, comments he made that he had to walk back in March when a reporter asked him about his future, and he, you know, made kind of a hint at retirement. So I'm not really sure this guy's head and passion is still where it needs to be to actually be able to win a championship. He has the ability to do that.
All right, here's the thing about Rask. Rask, and we mentioned this last week.
I know what you're saying.
Goaltenders are different. Goaltenders are really different. I said this last week. I'll say it again. I've been lucky enough to spend some time with him. The station has that charity event with him every year. And pucks and paddles. My opponent this last year was Rask.
Okay.
So I spent about 15 or 20 minutes with him. But it's not even that. It's just like you're out there, you're just talking before the match starts, whatever. You get a chance to talk to the guy. He's just a different kind of guy. And all goaltenders are. They're just like, I would imagine, kickers in your profession. No, they're just different kind of people. They just do different things and are different kind of headspace because they have to be.
That's true.
I don't think Rask is worried about his legacy. I think Rask's legacy is pretty damn good, for one. He got to Game 7 of one cup final. He got to Game 6 of another cup final. And, yeah, he wasn't at his best in Game 7 last year. He didn't do well. And I understand it's either championship or bust here, but he's one of the better goaltenders this franchise has had. Not the best, but one of them. I mean, just look at his body of work. It's pretty damn good.
I think what's hard for maybe some people to kind of wrap their hands around when it comes to this, and I'm in this category, is it's in the context of your teammates. I know this is – you know, like what's going on, and everybody has a right to, if they don't want to, they don't feel safe or comfortable, I got it. You don't want to work, fine. But there's a timing to issue to this whole thing where he had a chance to bag out, to opt out before the season, before this, you know, the restarts started. He chose not to do that. And then, so from that point on, you're kind of, it is so interdependent. Those guys, Bergeron and Marchand and Krejci and on, all those guys are trying to win a cup. And you want to think that you one of your best players, if not the best player, is committed with you. And so when he leaves, it affects everyone's legacy. It affects everyone's future, not just his and his alone. So I think that's from a former player standpoint. That's what's hard for me to wrap around. This is he's not, you know, yeah, he's doing maybe the right thing for his family, but he's letting a lot of guys down.
These circumstances are unprecedented.
Okay, they are.
It's different. They're not in Boston. They're not in the middle of a playoff drive. They don't play at TD Garden tomorrow.
But if you knew that this was maybe coming down the road, my feeling is this isn't the first time he's had.
No,
these
the
feelings.
Timing sucks.
It's horrible.
I fully agree. The timing sucks. But all I can go on is what I saw from his teammates and upper management after the decision. And looking at what they said, and again, there are ways to phrase things where people understand that you're pissed, even though you're saying something separate. I didn't see any of that. So based on what I saw, it seems to me that the players and the management and ownership has his back, and he will be back next year.
As long as the players are okay with it, then I'm okay with it.
The big guy stepped in front of the camera. Char stepped in front of the camera and said all the right things.
You're right.
And it looked like he was being sincere to me, and that's all we have to go off of.
Just quickly, two things. I don't think they can win a championship without Tuukka Rask. I'm going to say that 50 times today. So that's what upsets me the most, and I'm sure it upsets fans.
You think there's a huge drop? You think there's a significant
absolutely.
Drop?
Yeah, no. There's Halak's not the goaltender that Rask
is. Oh, can they rally around Halak?
Oh,
absolutely.
Sure they can, and that's what you saw. You saw it on Saturday.
But they're going to have to. You know what I mean? They're
going
to do
well. That's the side benefit. It raises the level of everyone else.
It does. But at the same time, though, when you need it, that's why I was upset about the Dougie Hamilton goal. I thought that was a – I mean, listen, I'm Wallach, you know what's worse today? Is Dougie Hamilton could possibly have ended the Tuukka Rask run in Boston now. That goal could have done that. Just one last thing. Do we know any protocols when it comes to returning to Montreal?
I think there's a quarantine of at least a week, right?
14 days.
Is it far right?
So, and you have to have 4 negative tests.
Yes.
And that's Montreal standard, because I know they're different about letting people back.
Toronto standard.
Yeah.
That is why I read yesterday that you can come back, but it's a 14-day quarantine, 4 negative tests in a row before you are allowed back on. So
yeah.
Even if he came back today,
you're going to miss at least 2 rounds of the playoffs. Yep, that's what it looks like. You'll be back for the Eastern Conference Finals if he decides to come back in 3 days.
So
that's what it looks like.
So the mindset should be this guy's gone.
Yes.
If Bill Belichick would tell you he's not coming back.
No. Rask is gone. The next time you see him will be opening night in December for next season.
I'll bet we'll make a side bet on that one.
Really?
Let's make a side bet.
All right.
I think the Tuukka Rask era is over
in
Boston.
And I think he's going to come back. But before we get to that, and by the way, we're going to have Former Bruins goaltender and current Nesson Bruins analyst Andrew Raycroft on the program at the top of the hour. Let's spend some time on the Celtics. Celtics open up their best of seven first round playoff series with the Philadelphia 76ers. That's tonight. And by the way, pregame 6 o'clock, tip-off 6:30 over on 105.7 WROR. Brad Stevens said yesterday, even though the Sixers don't have Ben Simmons, they're dangerous.
They're playing great, and they have, especially on that end, without Simmons all year. And when he plays, he just brings a different element and a unique element. But they're a very, very difficult matchup for anyone, and their size presents challenges on both ends of the floor.
All right, and one other thing to think about as we head into this series, one, Kemba Walker looks fully healthy, and that's good news. And two, this is uncharted territory for Walker because in his entire career with Charlotte, he only made the playoffs twice and never made it out of the first round. So needless to say, he's looking forward to what's coming up this year.
Just being in the playoffs in general, you know, gives you extra juice. You know, we do have a special group, you know, and we feel like we can do some special things. So, you know, that's going to give me a juice in itself. So, yeah, I'm definitely super, super excited for the opportunity.
And he should be, because the Bruins should run right through this team. This should not be a problem. Brad Stevens went out of his way saying, well, you know, Philadelphia, efficiency-wise, they're number one. Without Simmons out there, you just have Embiid and all the shooters surrounding him, and we got to be careful. If the Celtics play up to their capability, they're going to race through this team. You give them one game because Embiid's going to go crazy in one of these games where he's just going to be the best guy on the floor and you can't stop him. I mean, the Celtics don't have a big guy to stop him. So, you know, that'll be a problem. I saw where Brett Brown is thinking about benching either Shake Milton, who was the point guard of this team. Well, he was a starting point guard while Ben Simmons like shifted to the power forward position in the bubble. Or he was thinking about sitting Al Horford down. And if you sit Al Horford down, you're doing the Celtics a favor.
He's pretty much already lost.
But, I mean, Brown is worried about the Celtics' wing play, and that's one thing the Celtics have. The Celtics have four tremendous wing players. And Matisse Thybulle, who is a rookie, is a defensive specialist, and maybe you can limit that. But the trade-off on the other end is awful. Thybulle is not good offensively. I'll take that five times out of five. So Celtics play Philadelphia. They should win this series. Kemba should get to the second round for the first time in his career. And, again, you can listen to that game at 6:30 over on Sister Station 105.7. Right now, the way the Celtics are playing, they should make the Eastern Conference Finals.
It would be horribly disappointing if they did not. I think
beat the way they're playing, and you saw it happen in the bubble, how they made Toronto look awful. They should be able to beat Toronto in a seven game series.
And don't kid yourself. I know that you think there's an answer for Joel Embiid. There was a time when they played in February where Daniel Theis did a very good job against Joel Embiid. Now, can he do it throughout a whole series? I don't know, but at spurts, he can do it.
I know why you're saying that, and I remember the game you're referencing. The problem with Embiid, who has all-world talent and is one of the best players on the planet, is focus. That game you're talking about, Embiid decided he wasn't going to play. Okay. Embiid just decided, you know what, it's the middle. I'm going to rest.
I'm good.
I don't really need to be, I'll get my 20, I'll get my 10, but it's not really necessary.
But that's part of Joel Embiid's problem. His makeup is that he will tend to check out.
And now, without Simmons, he can't afford to do it. Can he do it over a seven game series? I don't know. And Al Horford hasn't been a good fit for that team.
And I like the season five just like you do. I think the season five, otherwise, if it goes longer than five, it's one game too many than it should go.
All right. We shouldn't give them any time, but I caught myself watching last night, so I want to talk about the Red Sox just for a second. Just for a second. And again, we'll go back into Bruins at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to former Bruins goaltender and current SN analyst Andrew Raycroft. I'm interested to see what he has to say about Tuukka Rask and the Bruins and what their chances are without him. But just for a second, I want to talk about the Red Sox in their game against the Yankees last night.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Mike Ford, it's a two-run home run deep to right. The Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
Okay, the Yankees don't have their number one, two, and four hitters in the lineup. Their three best hitters are all hurt. DJ LeMahieu is hitting over 400. Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton. They're all hurt. None of them were in the lineup the last 2 days, and the Yankees still basically didn't have any trouble beating the Red Sox last night. They've won 3 in a row. Red Sox are 6-16, I believe it is, far and away the worst record of the American League. This is the worst Red Sox team of my lifetime. And the number to think about right now, if you're a Red Sox fan, is 16. If the Red Sox win 16 games or less, it will be the worst winning percentage in franchise history. Mm-hmm. That's 120 years. The worst Red Sox team in 120 years might be performing day after day in front of you. The pitching staff might be the worst the Red Sox have had ever.
It's horrible.
It's remarkable. What has happened to this team in 18 months?
Yeah, on Saturday and gets shelled himself. I mean, gave up 8 runs, 3 homers. I mean, when your best pitcher is getting shelled, it's unfortunate. 52 runs they have surrendered in the first 3 innings so far this season, more than any team in the Major League Baseball and Major League. And the team looks checked out. The team was checked out before the season started. The team is checked out when the season started, and it's almost as if they are okay with it. I mean, Tom Warner's comments about almost surrendering to the season. It's like, we're obviously not competing, you know. So, and then all the other comments you hear from players just and so overt in their criticism about the pitching staff have no problem.
Yeah.
JD Martinez's comments that you sent, Joe,
nuts.
I mean, are like, are you kidding me? JD Martinez, who's a DH, has got issues with how long they are out there playing.
Standing by the way, wait, where does he stand? Where does JD Martinez stand, by the way?
He stood in right field last night.
Oh, he stood. So
right
41. Field last night. Oh, but at least last night was a competitive game, right?
Yeah.
At least it was competitive.
But Joe, he had to be out there for 30 minutes before he had a chance to bat.
So
again.
Bad. Oh, and he doesn't have his video anymore. He can't use his video. So let's bring that up. Hey, JD Martinez, you know what's going to suck when you have to opt in next year because. You know what? You're not going to get the money anywhere else.
That's a big thing. Matt Vasgersian brought that up last night on the broadcast. By the way, unfortunately, no psycho home run calls from Matt Vasgersian last night. No Santa Maria's last night from Matt Vasgersian. But ultimately, he made a very good point, and it's a point I hadn't thought of. JD Martinez can't opt out of his contract because the way the finance is going to be for all major league teams next spring, no one's going to pay him what he wants.
That's right.
No one's going to pay him what he's making already. So he has to opt back in and stay with this team regardless of what happens next year. Anyway, real quick, I just want to get to this. Poor Ron Renicke. Who constantly has to put a smiley face on.
Come on.
No.
I feel sorry for him.
He's a nice 63 or 64-year-old man who's basically the guy who's in charge of this ragtag bunch of misfits.
I'm looking for direction here. So, yeah, it's
keep
just
looking, bro.
Hard to tell these things you go through, and I wish I had an answer for it. But I think staying positive is certainly the biggest thing, knowing that they still believe that we're behind them and we know we'll come out of it. I think that means a lot to them and how we react to all this.
You know what that reminds me of? It's kind of like you've put your father in charge of 3 or 4 kids that are just wild beyond belief, and you place a phone call back to the house. You're like, okay, Papa Ron, how are the kids doing? And he gets on the phone in his nice grandfather voice. Oh, I'm looking for direction. You know, I think you know, we're going to stay positive. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah.
All of these guys are terrible. Yeah. There may be in that lineup, there might be 2 guys. By the way, Christian Vasquez was a guy who started well. He spun out of control into a ditch. Devers isn't hitting worth a damn. JD Martinez and Xander Bogaerts are the only 2 hitters in that lineup. Well, Verdugo's good for that home run when you're down by 10. He's really good.
Yeah. He's the guy who pads stats when it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. Now, he made a really good play in the field, and I think this guy's going to be an everyday player.
Yeah.
But for this year,
he's
not a guy you really have to worry about when the game's close.
Yeah.
Those are the only 2 guys you have to worry. And there's no one in it. Martin Perez is pitching so far over his head, his nose is bleeding. He's the only guy in that entire rotation you might have to worry about. And maybe Brandon Workman, if you can ever get to a situation where he closes, might be worth a damn. But of the entire roster, and there are 28 guys sitting there now, maybe you have to worry about 3 or 4. This is the worst team I've ever seen.
I'm with you. And Ron Renicke, give him the benefit of the
doubt.
This poor bastard.
He's not
equipped to handle this.
Don't start. Right. We got to take a break. We could go on for 20 minutes like this, but no one cares about the Red Sox. People do care about the Bruins, and we're going to go right back to Bruins talk in a minute. We're going to be joined by Nesson's Andrew Raycroft. It's Wallach. It's Ted Johnson. It's Joe Murray in for Fred and Rich. It is the Monday edition of Toucher and Rich here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.